Sushi Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. So I decided this week I was thinking about something a little more heavier, something kind of meatier, and decided on a blend. This one is a Kinoman Fox. I had another one. It was a Cabernet something blend. If y'all saw my previous podcast, you'll see that. But it was a Cabernet, I think, Merlot blend. So this time I wanted to have something different. My wife wanted to make a pot roast on Sunday. And right before that, I had some leftover shepherd pie. So I was like, that's kind of different. Let me try something with a fruitier Zinfandel. But when I went to the shelf, I was like, hey, wait a minute. There's a Petite Sirah / Zinfandel. So I don't drink a lot of Petite Sirah because I don't get them that really stands out unless I do a good tasting. But some quick history on a Petite Sirah. You're going to get them spelled a little differently. Sometimes it's S-I-R-A-H. Sometimes is, I think it's S-Y-R-A-H. But they do them differently. But they are majority grown in Australia, California, and France, and Israel, which is really kind of interesting. You know what I mean? But it's the Durif grape. Get that? D-U-R-I-F. Durif grape. So it's kind of like, what the hell is that? But they went with that, and it originally was from France, like most wines that you kind of, if you follow behind, a lot of them are grown in France, and then, you know, things happen and it expands out and go other places. But yeah, it went from there, and it's really kind of, you know, I don't get a lot of it. It's really kind of like a smoky, slightly fruitier taste. It's similar to like a Pinot Noir, but I can't really get that flavor comparison because I don't drink enough Petite Sirah. Drink a lot of Zinfandel, but not a lot of Petite Sirah. So what made this interesting, and I'll let you know. So this one was, if you look at it, it's 65% Zinfandel, 35% Petite Sirah. So it's majority Zinfandel, so I really like that. See that Kinoman Fox 2016? Look at that little fox up in there. It's kind of weird. Almost sexy, right? But there you go. And it's California. So I tried that. And when it came right outside the bottle, it was really bitter. It was really very acidic. The flavor really didn't jump out a lot. It was smoky. It was woodsy. But the flavor was like really, really low. You didn't get a lot of the flavor out of it. So it was interesting there. But once I opened it up, which made it really, really good, and let it sit and let it open up, and then I tasted the next day, the tannins actually got a lot smoother. The acidity went down a bit. And then you start getting those cherry flavors, the black cherry though. It's a little more black cherry. It was still smoky, but black cherry. And it was in it, so it made it a little more, hey, maybe I just needed to open it and decanter it and let it sit. But I don't do a lot of good decantering because I don't have a good decanter to sit it in. I'm trying to find me a good one and sit it out so it can breathe, because you get a lot of good different flavors in that way. So let's get a smell of this as well, you know, get it swirled up. So not as woodsy and smoky as before. This is 3 day old now, so this is a 3 day old. It's been out, so a lot of the complexities. Since this is a, let's say, $10, $9 wine, so you're not going to get a lot out of this. It's not going to be lasting. As soon as you open it, you got to get rid of it. So this is like my last day of getting rid of it. But you are getting some of the black cherry aromas out of this, but you're not getting a lot out of it. So let's get a taste. So, like I said, not a lot of acidity on this. It went away. The acidity has really dissipated. Still nice and warm and full in the mouth. It's a little more tannic too. So it's a little lasting in the mouth, but it's a fullness about it. It's a fullness. It's slightly on the medium body, almost full body. Not quite full body, you know. You know, that full body, you taste that and it's like, boom, it's right. Hitting right at you, but this one is medium toward the actual full body. But you get those cherries, got that tannin. It's not dry because that flavor still is, but the tannins are still sitting, so it feels a little enveloping your tongue. So I kind of like that. So that's pretty cool too. But this, it went well with the shepherd pies a little more than the pot roast. Because the pot roast was bold, meaty. I think we needed an actual full body to kind of match with that. But it still went okay because I had some potatoes and carrots and peas and all of that. So that slightly sweetness that you would get from the Zinfandel kind of played into that. But nothing really, really major. But and then I just started drinking it. And it was a good sit down because it had a good blend between the two. Again, I like Zinfandels, so I'm not sure how much of the Petite Syrah that I actually got. So if you're really saying, this is what a Petite Syrah tastes like, I'm not sure. I think you get a lot more of the flavors of the Zinfandel in that. And if you want it smoky and really oaky and a little and really heavy acidic, drink it straight out the bottle. If you get rid of it that one day, you'll probably have a totally different taste than you would if you let it sit. So if you decanter it and let it sit, it'll probably be a lot more interesting. Because I like it on the back end. I didn't like it straight out the bottle, so it's really, really good from there. But cherry notes, black cherry notes, little oaky, heavy acidic. Now the acidity is a little lower and the tannins are building up. So I love the change in the wine from that. But that's what we have. This is a Kinoman Fox. 65% Zinfandel, 35% Petite Syrah. And if you didn't know the original or the synonymous name is the Durif, D-U-R-I-F. And if you're going to look from anywhere else and you see that, you know you're having that Petite Syrah. So this is Michael Yabushi, Black Brother, saying thanks for stopping by and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.